On today's Kids Corner, Liz is trying to make some new friends.
What do you guys like to do?
Everything we're told not to, and anything against the rules.
But is this what he wants? Stay tuned. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
The coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
The plain brown envelope had the words Top Secret Mission written in bold red ink across the front. As Liz reached for it, his heart began to pound. A large bead of glistening sweat formed on his forehead. This was an important moment in his young life. This envelope could mean the difference between
an A or a B.
Liz, what are you mumbling about?
I said this could mean the difference between getting an A or a B for this class, Lucille.
I know. Miss Squaddle's secret assignment is always a big part of the overall grade.
Oh, you're telling me.
Mm-hmm. But, hey, don't open it here,
though.
Nobody but the three of us is supposed to know our top secret assignment.
Right. Our team can only open it when we found a remote, secluded area.
Yeah, but Liz, where are we going to find one of those?
Well, Maury, if we hurry, we could get the best, most isolated, out-of-the-way place at school.
Oh, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I think so.
You don't mean...
Yes, I do.
So what do you think?
Abso-positively.
Then we're off to the... Giant tractor tires.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the chess club room.
What?
Well, nobody ever goes there.
Good point. But I do think the giant tractor tires are just a little bit cooler when it comes to opening our top secret class assignment.
As soon as school was dismissed, Liz, Lucille, and Maury raced as quickly as they could to the giant tractor tires.
Open it! Come on, open it!
Okay, here goes!
What's it say?
Hold on, I can't quite get it out.
Come on, the suspense is killing
okay,
me.
Okay, I got it.
Well.
Okay. All right. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to...
It's to what?
Oh, your assignment is to make a friend.
That's it, make a friend.
Yeah.
Each of us.
Oh, sweet. This'll be a snap.
We also have to write the 3-page paper about making friends.
Oh, come on. This is so easy.
Yeah, for some of us, formulating a friendship is rather problematic and complicated.
Come on, Maury.
Maury's right, Liz. It's not always easy to make a friend.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this assignment gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Why? What's so scary about it?
Oh, let's see.
What?
Rejection, humiliation, degradation, social annihilation.
All right. Okay, Maury, I got the picture.
So what do we do first?
Well, we make a plan, find our targets, and then strike.
Excuse me, but I thought we were trying to make friends.
Well, we are, but we're also on a top secret undercover assignment that calls for bold moves and precision timing.
Oh, well, Liz, now that you've explained it like that, I'm not scared anymore.
Oh, excellent. You're not?
No, now I'm completely terrified.
Hey, everything's here at kidscorner.net. Check out the Kids Corner activities page. There are all sorts of crafts, songs, and activities, all free for you to download and check out. This month, we're featuring the KC Bible Story coloring packets. There are 7 packets altogether. Each page tells the greatest stories of the Bible. Choose from 30 stories, spanning from creation through the history of the early church. Add some color to the Bible scenes and characters, and share the page with a friend. Then go to the Kids Corner Bible Stories page and listen to all the stories. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the Activities button to find the KC Bible Story coloring packets. It's all free, so have fun from all your friends at Kids Corner.
The next morning before school, the three gathered at the tractor tires to devise their strategy.
Okay, I've thought long and hard about how to make a new friend, and I think I've come up with what is the perfect plan.
Great, what is it?
Well, I've concluded that it's best for Maury to go first.
Okay.
What? Who, me? Go first?
Yep,
Why me?
Well, because it's perfect.
Perfect? Yeah. Liz, I never know what to say or what to do.
Now,
I'm telling you guys, I'm not cut out for this friendship kind of stuff.
Maury. You just have to make a new friend.
Yeah.
We're not asking you to fly to the moon or anything.
Besides, Maury, look what I brought.
What is that?
Well, the walkie-talkie is for Lucille and me, but the ear implant is for you.
Ear implant?
Yeah, it's like a walkie-talkie, but it goes in your ear so the person you're talking to can't see it.
Gross. You want me to stick that thing in my ear?
Maury.
Whose ear was it in before mine?
That is inconsequential. Here, try it on.
Okay, but why am I wearing this?
Because when you go out onto the playground to make a new friend, you won't have to worry about what to say.
Why not?
Because Liz will be telling you what to say through his walkie-talkie, right, Liz?
Precisely. You just repeat what I'm saying. They do it all the time in detective novels and movies.
Wowie kazowie. Yeah. That actually sounds like a good idea.
Mm-hmm. That's because it is one. Now put it in.
All right. Ooh, that tickles.
Okay, now, Maury, can you hear me?
It actually works. It sounds like you're right next to me.
That's because I am right next to you. I forgot to turn it on.
Oh.
Now can you hear me?
Oh, now it sounds like you're in my head.
Right, which means it's time to hit the playground and make a friend.
Go!
Maury sheepishly made his way out onto the school playground, trying to look inconspicuous while also listening to the directions he received from Liz and Lucille through his earpiece.
Liz? Hello, come in, Liz. Are you there?
I'm right here, Maury.
Where?
We're on top of the giant tractor tires. Lucille and I can see your every move.
Oh, okay. Where should I go now?
What do you mean?
I mean, where should I stand?
I don't know. Where do you usually stand?
Well, let's see. Actually, I usually stand next to you, Liz.
Well, that's not gonna work today, Maury. Try over by the monkey bars.
No, that would be a big negative. No way, not gonna do it.
What? Why not, Maury?
Hey, Lucille, I can hear you in my head, too.
Why won't you stand by the monkey bars?
Well, because it'll be way too obvious that I'm up to something.
Huh? What? Too obvious?
Well, my arms aren't burly enough to do the monkey bars, therefore I'd never go stand by him. Thus, I think it would make me look extremely suspicious if I did go stand by him. Get it?
Fine, Maury. Okay, where do you want to stand?
Next to you would be nice.
Maury, here comes someone.
Bogey at 4 o'clock. Bogey at 4 o'clock.
What? Where? What?
Over your right shoulder. Your right shoulder.
Well, why didn't you just say so?
I did.
Okay, what do I do now?
Just say hi.
And then what?
Tell him your name.
And ask him his.
Okay. All right. Here I go.
You can do it, Maury. Just stay calm.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey, dude. I'm good.
Good job, Maury.
Thanks.
Thanks for what?
What?
Like, thanks for what, dude?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just saying thanks. Thanks for saying hi.
Yeah, sure, no sweat.
Oh, that's thinking on your toes.
Haha, that's thinking on your toes.
Huh?
I mean, man, did you see that fly, buzzing around your nose?
No, but, you know, thanks for looking out for me.
Maury, introduce yourself fast before he thinks you're some weirdo.
I'm Maury. What's your name?
The name's Stan.
Do you come here often?
That's not quite what I was gonna tell you to say.
Yeah. I mean, just about every day. I mean, that's school for you, right, man?
Wow, yeah. You don't say.
Yeah.
What a coincidence. Me too. I come to school almost every day, too.
Hey, man, I think I've seen you before.
Really? What was I doing?
Well, you're just standing, you know, chilling, you know, right next to that one kid.
So ask him what he likes to do.
So, what kind of things do you like to do?
Oh, surfing and skateboarding, dude, totally.
Oh, that's interesting.
Thanks, man.
Okay, tell him that you like to play.
What? What?
Huh?
Say it again. Hello, come in. I couldn't hear you.
Dude, I said I like surfing and skateboarding.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
So, surfing.
Yeah.
Seems a little dangerous. Hazardous, you know, kind of, like, unsafe.
Oh, nah. Dude, you just gotta, like, chill way out and, like, massively practice.
Right. Hello, Liz, I can't hear you.
Dude, who are you talking to?
What?
Who's Liz?
Who's Liz? Who's Liz?
Yeah.
Oh. well, Liz isn't actually anyone at all.
Huh?
No, siree, I was, just practicing some lines for a play I'm in.
Oh.
Yep, that's it, I'm in a play.
Oh, way cool, man, what's it called?
What's it called?
Yeah.
Hold on just a minute. Guys, hello, what do I say now?
Guys, hello, what do I say now?
Huh?
I don't think I've heard of that one. Who wrote it?
Lucille, do you hear me?
Yeah, man, I heard you. Lucille. I've never heard of that playwright, though. You're kind of funny, aren't you?
What? Oh, no.
That's where I know you.
Where?
Aren't you in the chess club?
Yes, actually. Yes, I am.
Yeah, dude, my grandpa's teaching me how to play.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not very good yet, but hey, dude, I really dig it.
Oh, wow. Well, you should come to our chess practices sometime.
Really? Dude, that'd be gnar, but I'm still learning the moves. I won't be very good.
Well, that's okay. Neither was I when I first started.
Oh, like, how old were you?
I was 3.
Whoa, way cool. Dude,
really?
Maybe you can teach me some moves?
Oh, sure. That would be fun, Stan. How about tomorrow after school?
Yeah, say like 3:30.
Yeah, 3:30 in the chess club room.
Dude, we have a chess club room?
Huh, told you no one ever goes there.
What?
Oh, nothing.
Well, dude, I gotta run, but I'll see you tomorrow, dude. And hey, good luck with that play you're in, man.
Oh, right, yeah, thanks. See you, Stan.
See you, Maury.
After Stan walked away, Maury, who was overwhelmed with feelings of both relief and joy, did a little celebration dance right there in the middle of the playground.
I did it! I did it! Woo-hoo! I made a friend! I made a friend! I really did it! I made a friend!
Liz and Lucille ran up to Maury as he stood basking in the glow of his triumph.
Oh, Maury, way to go!
Awesome.
So proud of you!
So there you two are. What happened? I couldn't hear you in my earpiece anymore. After a while, all I heard was static.
I got no clue what happened, Maury, but we can hear you.
Nice job, Maury.
Yeah.
I guess one thing we learned for our paper is that you never know what you'll have in common with someone until you start asking questions and talking to each other.
Well, yeah. Who would have thought a skateboarding surfer could like chess?
Sometimes I guess it's just a matter of making the first move.
I guess so.
It was sure scary, but I did it.
Yeah.
Right, and look, all it took was being friendly and saying hi.
Well, yeah, exactly. And then you introduced yourself and asked Stan what his name was.
Yep. Is there anything else we could put in the paper?
Let's see. Be friendly?
Say hi.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself and ask what his name is.
Well, find out what you have in common.
And try to find a time to get together in the future.
Yeah.
Wow, this is great stuff.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, ladies and germs, mission accomplished. I found my target and made him into a friend.
Way to go.
I'd say my work here is done. So, who's up next?
That would be Lucille.
Me?
Yep, you're up.
Oh, wow. I'm actually a little nervous.
Worried?
Yeah.
Anxious and uptight?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I know how you feel, but if I can do it, anyone can.
That's a good point.
Thanks.
Today at lunch.
What?
In the cafeteria.
Yeah, you'll pinpoint your target and strike.
And remember, this is a top secret.
Undercover assignment.
It calls for bold moves.
And precision timing.
Yeah.
Knock it off, will you? I'm already nervous.
Operation Lunchroom it is then.
It's summertime. What's your favorite thing to do in the summer? Hike a trail in the woods? Go swimming at the beach? Or enjoy a long bike ride? Check out Kids Corner's Summer Praise Scavenger Hunt for the whole family. It'll delight all the senses and get you out exploring the beauty of God's creation. As you explore each activity, read Psalm 23 and remember that God is always caring for us. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the activities page to find the Summer Praise Scavenger Hunt. Together, as a family, look out your window or go for a nature hunt outside. It's all for free from Kids Corner.
Lucille strolled into the cafeteria, her eyes darting back and forth looking for her target. In her heart, she wanted to go sit with Liz and Maury, but she knew she had to venture out and sit at a different table. She quickly stopped to talk with her class partners.
Liz, do you have the earpiece?
Nope.
What? Why not?
Tell her, Maury.
Tell me what?
Sorry, Lucille. I accidentally dropped it in my tumbleweed juice.
Yeah. You what?
Hey, come on, Lucille. You don't need it. You'll do fine on your own, just like Maury did.
Oh, okay, here goes nothing.
At that precise moment, a young girl walked right in front of Lucille and sat at the table directly behind Liz and Maury.
Say a prayer for me, boys. I think I found my target.
The one big prayer. Going up.
Okay, Lucille, this is it. Remember, be friendly, to smile, to make eye contact. Ooh, that's the big one. Hi, is this the Taken?
Huh? Oh, no.
Do you mind?
No, not at all.
After sitting down, Lucille suddenly couldn't think of anything to say. The silence grew louder and louder until finally she mustered up the courage to blurt out,
I really like your dress.
Oh, thanks. My mom made it for me.
You're kidding. Your mom made that beautiful dress?
Yeah, she loves to sew.
My mom doesn't sew much, but she's a great cook.
Oh, mine too.
What's your favorite meal?
Oh, I think I'd have to say my mom's cactus dumpling soup.
Oh, I love cactus dumpling soup.
Yeah.
Does your mom put the cactus flour on the top?
Oh, always. So what's your favorite meal that your mom makes?
Oh, without a doubt, it's her jalapeno toadstool souffle.
Oh, wow, that sounds really fancy.
It's sure tasty. By the way, I'm Lucille. What's your name?
I'm Tara.
So, do you like to draw?
Oh, it's only my favorite thing
really?
To do.
Me too.
Wow.
I like to write too.
Oh, wow, that's neat.
Mm-hmm. So, do you want to be friends?
Sure. Do you want to see some of the pictures I drew?
Oh, yeah.
It didn't take long before Lucille and Tara exchanged phone numbers and began planning their first after-school get-together. As the final bell of the day rang, Liz, Lucille, and Maury raced to their lockers to go over their notes on Lucille's successful mission.
Whoa, we really got some great stuff for the paper.
Okay, let's hear it. Maury, take notes.
Way ahead of you.
All right. Okay, when making a new friend, rule number one is don't get freaked out if you can't think of the perfect thing to say.
Yeah, just start with a simple hello.
Mm-hmm. Followed by telling your name.
And then I also learned that an honest compliment works wonders.
What did you say to her?
I just told her I liked her dress.
That's it?
That's all it took. And after that, I asked her what she liked to eat, and from there we just kept on talking.
Cool.
It was scary at first, but then it got a lot easier. And
yeah,
finally,
nice.
I just came right out and asked her.
Asked her what?
If she wanted to be friends.
Whoa,
that is a bold move.
Wow. It worked. Oh, wow. Okay, tonight it's my turn.
All right.
I figure I'll find a new friend at my cousin's birthday party.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of kids there. I don't know.
That would be a nightmare. I hate going to parties where I don't know anyone.
I'm trying to consider it the ultimate challenge.
As Liz walked through the front doors of his cousin Lionel's house, he was amazed to see Lionel and his buddies racing wildly through the house, popping balloons and knocking over the furniture.
Hey, looky. If it ain't my goody-two-shoes cousin, Liz.
A knot the size of a bowling ball formed in the pit of Liz's stomach. This didn't look like the kind of crowd he'd choose to hang out with.
Hey, Lionel. Long time no see.
Yeah. Long time.
Yeah.
Hey, Fang!
Yeah.
Scorp Scales!
Yeah.
You guys gotta meet my cousin.
Liz took a deep breath as Lionel's friends surrounded him.
This is my cousin, Liz.
Trying to focus on completing his secret mission, Liz smiled widely as his voice cracked.
Hi!
What gives with you, kid?
I'm Liz. What's your name?
Hey, Scales, check out Lionel's cousin. So formal, ain't you?
Wow.
You think you just come from charm school or something?
Wow.
Yeah, whatever. Enough with the formalities already.
At that moment, Liz remembered how he told Maury and Lucille that making a new friend at this party would be the ultimate challenge. And he realized that that was
the understatement of the century. What do you guys like to do?
Everything we're told not to, and anything against the rules.
Yeah, Beck, if you want to hang out with us, you're going to have to prove you're bad at
that. Yeah. Just don't mind breaking a few rules.
Well, taking a few chances.
So, cuz, what do you say? You win?
Liz took a deep breath, swallowed hard, and looked up at the four thugs who suddenly seemed to have grown 2 feet taller. He felt panicked. How could he finish his assignment? and suddenly it hit him.
That's it!
Oh,
you knocked that!
That's it! That's what I'll do! It's perfect!
What?
What's your crazy little cousin talking about,
Linus? What's up with them?
I got no idea.
Oh, thanks, guys. You've been awesome. Thanks for helping me with my paper.
This is perfect!
So, Liz, spill the beans. How many friends did you make at your cousin's birthday party?
You will never guess.
Yeah, after all, you are the master.
Oh, come on, go on. Try, take a guess.
Okay, according to my calculations, factoring in your age and experience, I'd say that a relatively safe estimation would be that you made three new friends.
Maury, my man, you are not even close.
Wowie kazowie, Liz, you are the master. I completely underestimated your abilities.
Well, I am certainly impressed. So how many are we talking, Liz?
Are you ready for this?
Yep.
None.
What?
Yep, I didn't make any new friends.
Huh?
Zip, nada, zero.
Liz, are you telling us you failed your mission?
You know, that's exactly what I thought at first, Maury. But then I realized I didn't fail at all.
You didn't?
Nope. Because I learned something really, really important to put in our paper about making friends.
What's that?
Well, just as important as being friendly, saying hi, and getting to know each other is the fact that you have to pick your friends wisely.
Oh, what do you mean?
Oh, man, Lionel's friends were thugs.
Oh.
They were mean, they're up to no good, and I don't need or want friends like that.
Well, that makes sense.
Sure, your friends can be different from you.
Yeah, like me and Stan.
Well, yeah. But they still have to treat you with kindness and respect.
Just like we have to treat our friends with respect and kindness.
Yep.
So, bottom line, to have a friend, you have to be a friend.
Yeah.
Abso-positively. That's a great tip to add to our paper.
You know, I talked to my dad about making friends.
Yeah.
You know, he said the Bible actually talks about friendships.
It does?
Yeah. In Proverbs 17, verse 17, it says, "A friend loves at all times."
So, once we make a friend, then the challenge really comes.
Yeah, then you have to figure out how to keep that friend.
Oh, exactly. And the Bible tells us we're supposed to love our friends at all times.
Just like Jesus does.
Yeah.
Listen, care, and help them when they need it.
Yep, and try to understand and even forgive our friends when they hurt us.
Man, this is great stuff.
Yeah.
I feel an A-plus coming my way.
Except for one minor detail.
What's that, Lucille?
The master has still to complete the mission.
Oh.
Yeah, Liz, you still have to make a friend.
I knew you would bring that up. So I made one this morning on the way to school.
What?
No way.
Yep. In fact, I gotta go. I'm meeting him at the monkey bars.
Hey, that's where I'm meeting Stan.
Cool.
He's gonna show me some cool moves on his skateboard.
No way. Tara's hanging out there, too.
No.
Oh, cool.
Later that week, Liz, Lucille, and Maury completed their 3-page paper. And even better than receiving an A-plus for their hard work, they received 3 new friends and a true understanding of how to make and be a friend. So how about you? Are you good at making friends? If it seems kind of scary, maybe instead of always wishing you could find a true friend, seek to become one yourself. There are plenty of kids who could use your friendship. Ask God to reveal them to you and then take on the challenge of being a true friend. And don't forget, smile. Say hi. Be friendly. Introduce yourself and ask questions to find out more. You may be surprised to see the new friends God brings your way.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Doug and Melissa Timberlake. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.